Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we are going to explore the Vashon Park District, past, present, and possibly the future. To guide us in that exploration is the person most in the know. She is retiring Park District Executive Director Elaine Ott Rocheford. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you, Susan. It's good to be here.
Well, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. Yeah, it's 3 months away. Yeah.
3 months away. I bet those are going to be a busy 3 months.
You know, it's never a dull moment at the Park District, so I can't say, there's anything unusual about what I'm doing now versus what I'll be doing actually, right up to the last day. But there's a lot of tidying to do, and we're in the middle of some projects. And so I want it to be a nice, clean handoff. When the new person is on board, I'll have 30 days with them side by side. So I'll hand over the baton and kind of move upstairs and just be available as a resource for the last 30 days. So, yeah.
My recollection is that's a lot better than what you got when you started.
You are right. And you would know because you were the interim before I came on board.
Yes.
And, for understandable reasons, you had other things that you needed to get to. And it was me and four other full-time people. That was it. It was kind of a rocky time back then.
How would you describe the Park District that you inherited?
Well, at the time, it was really in some financial turmoil due to the VES Fields project. And, a lot of staff had just left, so there was very little institutional knowledge. That was probably the biggest challenge, just, in terms of the district itself. It was the lack of kind of knowing where to go for things and the history of things and, that sort of thing. And two, I would say that I was in public or private sector corporate management prior to coming here. And the biggest challenge for me, I'd say, was the public sector aspect of it. So, there were some board members who were very helpful and, they filled in those institutional knowledge gaps and they helped me on the government front. But there was a lot to learn and there was a lot of turmoil. The big challenge in front of me walking in the door was the VES Fields project and getting that finished and closing out the grants and then developing the staff and getting financial tools in place. There was not really at that time, there really wasn't an active comprehensive plan to refer to. So it was really kind of starting from scratch, building the team and rebuilding the district. In so many ways.
And you have done such a great job of that.
Oh, thank you so much.
What? You've been there since 2018, so that makes it, what, eight years?
No, I've been there since 2013.
2013?
Well, as a matter of fact,
right.
Today is my anniversary date. I'm getting the LinkedIn congrats on your work anniversary.
Ah.
I didn't even realize, coming to talk to you today, that today is my, my 12th anniversary.
That's
so 12
amazing.
Years. I know, 12
that
years.
That is amazing. It's hard for me to realize that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you most proud of in that 12 years of working with the Park District?
So many things. I would say, first and foremost, I am proud of the sense of respect and I think trust that the Park District has regained within the community. It was not so, as you recall, back in 2013. There was a lot of distrust in the financial management. So I think I'm most proud of being part of a group through in partnership with some really great and passionate board members. Certainly my staff is just wonderful. I'm so proud of them. How they've come along in the process. So yeah, I think our place, our purpose in the community feels really good to me. I think that the community values us again and trusts us board meetings are now just maybe one or two people rather than the 50 or so with the pitchforks back in the day. I'm also really proud of the, the sense of organization that we've established. And I think that comes through the development of our strategic planning over the years. In 2018, we developed our first strategic plan that was from 2018 to 2024. And then we renewed that again, 24 to 29. And in that document, which is on our website, it's very comprehensive. It's establishes goals and objectives for the next 6 years. And in that, you know, it's recreation programming goals. It is it's capital planning goals. So it's just nice to have that kind of a roadmap in place that, since I'm retiring, it's invaluable for a new person to come in and have that kind of guidance and background. There's a lot of history in there. So I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of the financial planning tools that I've developed. That was a real challenge in the beginning. There was very little of that, but cash flow management is big. So yeah, just lots of good things.
I think that corporate background that you brought to your start at the Park District mm-hmm. has served it well to regain all mm-hmm. that respect, to get you where you are today. Mm-hmm. How involved are you in the selection of the next executive director, and what qualities do you think that person needs to bring to the current and future mm-hmm. Vashon Park District?
Well, I'm really the recruitment process, the board rightfully, I think this was the right move, they retained the services of a government placement specialist recruiting firm. They really know what to look for in public sector executive level positions. So I'm not very involved. Of course, I did a lot of coaching in terms of what I felt was important about.
Yeah.
You asked about qualities and skills. I see there being sort of four, hopefully the background would hit four main target areas. Financial management is a big one.
Yeah.
Strategic management, just general, you know, staff and organizational development management is huge. Grant writing is huge. We get a lot of outside funding from grants. And then along with that would be project management. So those are the four biggies. I can see some value in somebody not necessarily having all of the above. I think that having fresh perspectives is useful. I think anybody with great organizational skills and is smart and, you know, can hit the ground running will be good.
Two questions. One is, you mentioned grant writing, and I wonder how much federal money you currently get via grants. And two, do you want this person, do you think this person should be an island resident?
We don't get any federal funding at all.
Good.
Yeah. So, of course, you know how our tax base, so 80% of our funding comes from property tax levy dollars. And the 20%, other 20% is other sources like user fees. But most of our grant funding comes from state and county resources. So King County Parks and then the State Recreation and Conservation Office, RCO. That's where most of the funding comes from. In terms of the new person being an island resident, so it is mandatory, it is policy that they eventually live here and be part of the community. They don't necessarily have to have island background coming into it. It's probably helpful, not critical. I would just reflect back on what we were talking about previously about the importance of qualities. I do think it is, hopefully, I think that new person would be very helpful if they had public sector background. The learning curve is so steep. I would say that's probably the most important thing that they have.
Is the Park District offering the next executive director a salary large enough to live on this very expensive island?
I think so. I think in terms of their ability to live here, for sure. I feel very comfortable with what I'm making in terms of my ability to live here. And the range is around what I'm making. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, all you folks out there who want to be executive directors of the outstanding and beautifully run Vashon Island Park District, thanks to our guest today, Elaine Ott Rochefort. Elaine, you're retiring.
Yes.
What are you going to do next?
Well, we're actually going to move off the island, believe it or not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, so we have bought a house in Gig Harbor. And we're just ready for a change. My husband retired 2 years ago. And I've been out here cumulatively about 30 years, raised my kids out here. Yeah. And I moved off island for a couple of years and then came. Then my husband and I came back. But yeah, so would be closer to my kids and my grandkids. And that's important. And I think just having kind of the active lifestyle that we're looking for, I think not dealing with the fairies anymore.
Yeah,
is
I can understand
going to be.
That.
Yeah, so just a big change, new change.
That is a big change.
Yeah, so that's that. I can see myself being on a board or two, perhaps a park board. I think that would be fun.
Boy, wouldn't you be a gift to any park
board?
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good use of my background and my interests.
Yeah.
And I could see myself working part-time, but this is a big job, and I'm looking forward to not working 60-hour weeks.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to having my weekends back and evenings, so yeah. Other than what I choose to do.
You've certainly given a gift to our island. Are you going to keep
you.
Singing?
Yes. So that I do have my group out here. It's a rock band. It's called Alchemy.
Yes.
And yeah, of course, I do want to stick with that. I've done a lot of classical singing in the past. I'm actually a classically trained opera singer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I have an interest, too, in getting involved in some classical music again. So we'll just see. No plans. I'm just thinking I don't have time right now to make, you know, those next leaps. But those are the interests anyway. So
how do you see the Vashon Island Park District changing or growing in the future? What do you hope for it?
That is a great question. There's always, I would say, in our strategic plan, some key goals are addressing the asset preservation needs. And I hope, well, I know it's just a given that that focus on that is going to continue, like the replacement of the Tramp Harbor Dock, which we're in the middle of all that, getting the funding together kind of a thing. So that will continue. We're also in the process of hiring an engineer to start addressing some of the pool renovation needs. So that will get underway over the next couple of years. We'll be doing just basic renovation and then hopefully throwing in some kind of fun new things. But pickleball courts, in terms of new facilities. Yeah, so we've got lots of asset preservation needs. Invasive species remediation in the parks and just a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're hopeful that we're going to be able to put pickleball courts in and close the Bark building at the skate park. We're always open to the idea of a dog park, but we've just done such exhaustive work on trying to find the right location, and we just don't have it on our properties. But that's something we want to support and encourage. So, yeah.
There have been sort of some ad hoc dog parks. I would call KVI Beach one of them.
Yes.
Ad hoc dog parks.
Yep.
We're talking with Elaine Ott Rochefort, the kind of sadly, but happily for her, retiring executive director for the Vashon Island Park District. I have one question because we're almost out of time. How has the changing Vashon population changed the park district's programming?
That is a great question. I don't think I would say the programming today relative to how it was prior to 2013 is different in that. So we did, Eric Wyatt, our recreation manager, and I developed a recreation programming plan a number of years ago. And in that plan, we did a lot of research on what is currently being offered, like even in the private sector. And we didn't want to duplicate. We wanted to do new things. So events have really become a big focus rather than doing like yoga classes and that kind of thing. But in terms of the changing demographic, obviously the population is older and getting older. There are a lot of families.
Yeah,
so
there are younger families
there
coming
in. Yes.
Yeah.
So continuing to keep a focus on those demographics, we do, Eric partners a lot with the Senior Center. On offerings for seniors, and we're always trying to develop events that are fun for families, you know, like the Easter egg hunt and the Boo Bash at Halloween and children's movies at the movie theater. So, I think we just continue to watch the demographics and react accordingly.
Well, I think what you have done has certainly cemented respect for the Park District on this island and will cement support from the community, and you're going to be a really tough act to follow.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. I love it. It's bittersweet.
Living I'm sure.
It, leaving is
I'm sure
bittersweet.
You've given a lot of yourself.
Thank you.
To us.
Yeah.
My guest has been Elaine Ott Rocheford, the retiring Vashon Island Park District Executive Director. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for a Vashon Minute. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned. You never know what might happen next on The Voice of Vashon.